Good evening. Who else is joining our group?
This is Marilyn from Pennsylvania.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi.
Hello, Marilyn.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hello.
Hi.
And who else came in besides Marilyn?
Yeah, Rick from Iowa City.
Hi, Rick.
Hi.
Well, we're live on BBS, and Terry Freeman has left his body, we think, and so we were trying to decide or discuss whether or not Heiss is coming in or somebody else is coming in or if anybody else wants to talk about anything else while BBS is on the recording.
Also, okay. Today's Wynn's birthday, I think.
No, it was a few months ago, I thought.
No,
good evening. Who came in?
This is Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hello.
We don't know where Heiss is, and we don't know if Terry Brown or Wynn is coming in because Terry Freeman passed on.
Okay.
Welcome. Who else came in on the line this evening?
Abby Bright from near Palm Springs, California.
Hi, Abby. And who else?
Pardon me?
Someone else dinged in?
I don't know who else came in.
Did anybody else hear any of us? Okay. Do you know Terry Freeman at all?
I know Wynn. I've known Wynn for about 35 years, actually.
Ah. Well, Terry Freeman passed on this afternoon.
Okay. Hi, Terry. And I haven't been on the calls for quite a while.
This is May from Concord, California. And I just started welcoming people because, you know, unless somebody else wants to start welcoming people.
Hello, this is Dimitri.
You're doing fine. Oh, is Dimitri here?
Dimitri's from Holbrook, Massachusetts.
Ah, so you did come in.
I just came in.
Ah, okay. Because I heard two dings when Abby came on, and then nobody else said anything.
Okay.
But we were discussing Terry Freeman passing this afternoon.
I know.
So we were deciding whether or not he'll be joining us, you know, real soon in a spirit. And we don't know whether or not Terry Brown or Winfrey's going to be coming in. Good evening. Who's joining us?
This is Bob Travers in Chico, California.
Say, Rob.
Hey, it was a sad day to read that about Terry, but it was a joy and a pleasure to get to meet him and know him.
Oh, good. Thank you. And who else is joining us this evening?
It is Wynn.
Did you say Prince? That must be Winfrey and Terry Brown.
That's right.
Who is not answering and greeting people?
This is May out in California, Concord, California. I don't know where Heiss is, but I thought, well, somebody's got to do it, and here I am.
You're doing a great job. Thank you.
You're very welcome. But we are on live on BBS. But I don't know how to do our regular recording. I don't even have internet service. I just have my voice.
That's okay. Thank you so much for coming in. And hi, was that you who came in?
Hello?
Hello? Oh, that's Terry.
Hi.
Okay.
No, somebody else came in.
Hi, it's Deb.
Deb?
Yeah, in Oregon.
Hi, Deb. We have Wynn and Terry, and hopefully Terry Freeman in spirit, and I think Rob's here, Dimitri's here, Abby's here, Rick's here, Don's here, Marilyn's here, Eric's here, how do you pronounce your name, Dharmananda? Dharmananda, and Cleo, and Philip, and Ron, and Shirley, and John, and Morgan.
Oh, you got them all. You should teach a memory class.
No.
you can write them things down better than I could ever remember them.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, my goodness. So
well,
people
you know,
come in.
You know what?
Go ahead, Wynn.
It's a woman. What do you expect?
Thank you. I am proud to be female today.
I am going to have to tell Donald Trump about you.
Oh, okay. I'll vote for you too for president. When are you going to be running?
Something I'd be running away from.
You have a lot of support, spiritually and physically.
Hey, Wynn, did you have a look at the
can you
late
possibly
party?
Connect with Tara and see if he'll join us tonight? In spirit?
No. No.
Too soon?
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen. We'll see. Okay?
Okay.
But, you know, he's got all his
family. We're telling you what to do.
He's got his family here and his you know, people coming into Phoenix around him. And if he's hanging anywhere, I don't want to pull him away from there, okay? If he's
there. There it is.
You know?
Oh, yeah. With you all the way.
Yeah.
And corrected.
Thank you. You know, these dead people have a will of their own. In case you haven't noticed.
What did you say? All these dead people what?
They have a will of their own.
Oh, okay.
They're as bad as pizza employees. All right. Let's get started here.
All callers are muted and they can unmute themselves. This conference is being recorded.
This is May 4th, 2016. Wynn and Terry in Phoenix. And if you got our email, this is a sad day for all of us. Because our dear friend and associate and spiritual partner, Terry Friedman, left the physical today. And he came down 3 days ago because his long-term helper, Adele, called us and said he was in the hospital and she wasn't sure how long he would endure, okay? And that, so we came to the hospital. And by the okay, gotta keep myself from being teary. When we got to the hospital, he was already unconscious. He was in some kind of breathing mask, and we were around him, and Terry and I were touching him, and we could feel his energy, and then his old girlfriend came down, and I don't know if we ever disclosed this, but there was about a period of 7 years where Terry was connected with Diane Ladd, who was, you know, really a big, huge Hollywood star in the 70s, did movies like Chinatown and more. So she was down. And we got to meet her. I talked to her on the phone. And I didn't really want to do our normal question call tonight. And I do feel grief. So I'm going to play the call. The first time Terry was on a call with us, which was November 11th, 2013. And, you know, we are lucky. We have quite a library of his conversations with us. Okay. You know, the thing about Terry Friedman is I happen to believe I'm convinced that he really was the incarnation of Matthew. Many people who we've introduced to him through our work have been around him, and they believe it. You can't believe something like that because somebody says it. At least I wouldn't. Nobody should. And there needs to be a good story to it. And if somebody is really connecting with a really, really high source, there has to be an energetic resonance. And Terry always carried an energetic resonance, for me anyway, when he would participate in our calls. And so you can decide. You can get excerpts from his book at manwhowalked.com. I sent that out today. You can get hard copies of his books there. Now, I'll tell you, I would suggest that there's, I don't know how many hard copies are left. I don't know what's going to happen with that. But so if you want a hard copy of a book, I suggest getting it. Because, and don't get it from Amazon, because there's nobody to ship it. And I know at one point, when hard copies were getting scarce, people were actually selling them on Amazon for $150, okay? So you can still get them with Man Who Walked. And let's take a moment and just put Terry in the light. Put his soul in the light and put his transition in the light. In particular, I put loads of protection around him. And I'll take a moment of silence. This is November 11th, 2013. This is Wynn Free and Terry Brown in Sedona. Heis is our, what are you? Are you our producer, Heis?
Sounds good. I call myself the greeter.
the greeter producer in Megalia. Megalia, is that right?
That's right.
And we have a really special guest tonight. Dr. Terry Friedman, and he is in, are you in Scottsdale or Phoenix, Terry?
Phoenix.
You're in Phoenix, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Terry Brown was starting rumors saying you're in Scottsdale.
And, it used to be, I moved to Phoenix.
It's you moved, ago. Okay?
Yeah. I used to be,
and,
you know, I'm about 2 blocks from Scottsdale now.
2 blocks? Well, that's close enough. You're on the wrong side of the tracks, right?
Yeah, right. You got it.
Okay. If you saw my announcement today for this call, which most of you on the call probably get tired of reading my announcements because I send them just before the call, but Terry Friedman is, this lifetime, he has quite a distinguished past. He is a holistic medical doctor, but you are a medical doctor. You're not an alternative doctor. You're officially...
Right, I'm a medical doctor, but holistically inclined.
Yes, and he is an expert at formulating essential oil formulas,
yeah.
Which... and he was one of the people, maybe the only person, I don't know, but one of the people that helped Gary Young start his company called Young Living Oils, which is a multi-million dollar, multi-level company, which many alternative health practitioners use his products. He was also one of the founders of the Holistic Medical Association, okay? And Terry Brown and I were sitting in the lunchroom last weekend at this event in Sedona. And Terry Friedman was across from us with this beautiful young lady, and he started saying some things. And I started jumping in and saying, wait a second, I didn't know who he was. I said, I'm an expert on those things. I think I was a little brash, but somehow we ended up having a really good conversation, and he came to my talk, and then he gave us two books that he wrote, And one of them was the man who walked with Jesus, Tales from the Sixth Disciple. That was Matthew. And on the back of the book, there were some comments on the book. From one of them was from Gladys McGarry, who was the wife of Dr. McGarry, who was the most renowned Edgar Casey doctor, I believe, in the country. Dr. William, was he William McGarry? Is that his first name, William?
Yeah, right.
Yeah, in Phoenix. And years ago, this was years ago, Terry and I were selling multi-level marketing vitamins, a product called Cernatine, and we actually came to Phoenix two times, and they used to do a show every year. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Yes, and we were there, and we had a table there. And, of course, I was very much into Edgar Casey. I was excited to go to this show, and it was really exciting to meet Dr. Friedman at this event. And this is an incredible story because he believes he was Matthew, okay? The Gospel according to Matthew. And I went on the internet earlier and looking for some quotes that were in the Gospel according to Matthew. And let me see here if I can see. Here we go. Yes, judge not lest ye shall be judged. Your heart will always be where your treasure is. Now, Terry, that was actually you quoting Jesus, right? Those quotes, or were they from Matthew himself?
Absolutely.
Is that what?
Said to me, you're just quoting me, and you're nothing but a scribe. I said, that's all right. I love to be a scribe.
Uh-huh. So you were writing all those things down, and then you put them in the Gospel of Matthew. You know what? I tell people, we're not going to believe that Terry was Matthew. We don't believe anything. We don't believe anything. We look for resonance. So we're going to find out tonight his story of how he feels connected to Matthew. And if he was, he was responsible for bringing forth some of Jesus's greatest messages in the Gospel of Matthew. Am I right, Terry?
I believe so, yes.
Yeah. Okay. So, as I was reading the book, I found out that you were a tax collector. And
that's correct.
And Jesus discovered you and said, give up everything and come with me. And you did it. Or Matthew did it. And is that in the Bible that Matthew was a tax collector?
Yes.
It is.
Yes.
Why don't we start out by having you share, like, how you made this connection to Matthew?
Sure, why not? I was a practicing physician for the last 30 years. I was a medical doctor located in Scottsdale, Arizona. And I must say my life has been very, very unique in that I've had many unique experiences and I've got an opportunity to go to many, many countries and do a lot of traveling as well. So I've had a very rare chance to be, I'd say, educated, just as Yeshua. I call him Yeshua because we all spoke Aramaic at that time. We did not speak Hebrew or any other language. We basically spoke a tongue that is almost unknown now. It's called Aramaic. And basically, having done this, I decided that being an author is much more fun than practicing medicine all day long. So when I received a calling from him in 1995, he appeared to me and asked me if I would write a book about the true life that he expressed 2,000 years ago. Now, I've always been a Christian, and in fact, I'm an elder in the church, and Presbyterian, as a matter of fact, and but never, I felt very connected to him, but still, I had no knowledge how deep this connection went. But when he appeared to me in 1995 and asked me to write a book about his life, I said, well, I'm very honored and humble about your request. However, I must say I don't know anything about your life except what I've read in the New Testament. He promptly said, you will remember. He said, on top of that, I will download while you sleep my whole life before your eyes, and you're asked by me to please write this down. I said, well, then I'm just a scribe. He said, that's correct. He said, that's a big job. I said, I agree. I shall take on the task. But at that time, I still had a medical practice in Scottsdale, Arizona, so things went very slow. But so after I retired in 97...
Excuse me, Kelly, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And that is, when you had this vision of Jesus,
Can
you share, like, was it a voice in your head? Did you see? Do you have a vision of seeing him? How were you sure that it was actually Jesus, you were?
You know, even though I'm analytical in my daily life, I still let my heart lead me. And I knew immediately, nobody had to tell me. I knew I had a feeling. I heard him. He was talking to me, just like you're talking to me now, when he's talking to me quite loudly. And this hasn't been the first time either.
Yeah, it was sad news. Today we were hanging out with him the last two days. Kind of all of us were taking turns, and somebody was with him all the time, usually holding his hand. Sometimes we would rub essential oils on his feet, but he was unconscious, so...
No, he knew you were there.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
It's very interesting. There was two things that really impacted him. Even though he was unconscious, I could tell. One of them was the hospice in the hospital sent a guitarist to play gentle music for him. She played for at least an hour. You could see his astral body was really enjoying it, and his vitals calmed down a lot, and he relaxed a lot when she was playing for him.
Oh, nice.
Yes. The other thing that seemed to really impact him was when I was rubbing his head, and he just, like, his astral body turned to me and just was relaxing into the massage. So,
that's wonderful.
Yeah. I was praying for him a lot, and we had there was two ministers that came, and the lady said to me, do you think you will make it? And I said, well, I'm praying for him, but I can't see that he's going to make it. I can't see that he's not. It's like kind of up to him if he can move through this. It's like his choice, and I can't see the, you're right, I can't see the outcome.
Yeah.
And so that she said, she was praying also, and she also couldn't see the outcome. So that was really sweet. They used to have a church in the town in Phoenix here, and they were connected with the I'm leaving the room right now. I'm going to see if I can find when to get this started again. They were connected with Edgar Casey Institute, the two ministers were. And it was, they don't have their church anymore, but they were, they came to be with Terry. Their energy was really beautiful.
That's what he needed.
Yes. I feel that right now. He's connected with his family. His daughter came and his son-in-law came. And Diane Ladd came. She flew in from California to be with him. She's really pretty. I don't know if any of you have ever seen her in a movie or anything, but she's really striking looking. And she's really compassionate and caring. So it was really good to have her there. Terry Friedman helped raise her daughter. She has a daughter.
Well, he helped us all every chance he could.
Yes.
And I appreciate it, and I'm very sad that he's gone.
Yes. I think we have about 37 books left.
Okay.
And Morgan, we're going to send you one. And if anyone else would like one, it's a good time to put in for it now before we run out.
My angels are screaming in my head for me to get an extra one.
All right. All right, if you want, I'll put
in the money,
for it.
I have the money in there, so do it. Send me two.
Okay. Will do. Yes.
And thank you.
Terry really enjoyed doing the calls on the Saturday call. He did a, for those that you don't know, he did a Saturday call where first with Marilyn Houseman, they went through the book and chapter by chapter.
Are the calls on tape?
Yes, they are. I don't know. Gwen and I are thinking of putting them out for a series for people to purchase. Plus, some of the other calls that are that he's done, I think Terry was on some of the Monday night calls. Yes. And he did some special calls, like, in the evening on Monday. He did some calls then. I'm looking for Wynn in the canteen there, but he doesn't seem to be here. His phone is still in the room, so I can't call him. But we will see if he's somewhere else nearby. This is a big hotel. We're in the Sheridan Hotel in Phoenix. It's called the Four Seasons. We haven't stayed here before. It's really huge.
That should be really nice.
Yes. We like to stay different places. One of the nice things about this is it's got a very good vibe and it's very quiet. So it's good for writing and getting things together. So I'm trying to think if there's anything else that I can tell you about Terry. Do you have any questions? If somebody's muted, they can press star 6.
So Terry Friedman's passing was pleasant for him. I mean, it was easy when he crossed over.
I think that it was some pleasant and some not so pleasant. In that there were the people, Adele was there, Adele's boyfriend, Richard, was there. It was very sweet. And they were a comfort to be there. There was some I think dissension. There had been some dissension in his life that the children were to some degree upset and brought the upset into the room. But it was, they were very nice, but it was like Gwen and I are really sensitive. So we can see energies, and we could tell that there was some dissension. But I think it's karma that needs to be worked out.
Yeah. But otherwise, I mean, like physical, was there any physical pain, or did he, was it just choosing to go?
Well, he was in pain, and it was really, really interesting because he told the doctor, he said, no, he was, Terry himself was a medical doctor, and he had, as a medical doctor, helped start the holistic movement. And so he was talking to doctors, and he told the doctors, I don't want to be put in a coma. I don't want to be put on medication. And he said, I know it could make my heart stop because of the extra burden. But he said, then I would go quickly. And the doctors wanted to put him into a coma and ease his pain. And so he said to him, who's dying here? Me or you?
Well, that's good.
Yeah. And so after the doctors, I don't know, the other people came in the room and said, is there anything you can do for him? And the doctors put him under into a coma. And so after that, he couldn't talk. He was just, he could probably hear everything.
Yeah, but it's sad to know.
Right. So.
It's too bad they did that.
Yeah, that's not right.
No. But then the new people, you know, there was somebody with them all the time. And some of the new people that came in his room said, look, isn't there anything you can do for him to give him some relief from the pain and everything? So they just kept giving him more ahead of him.
Not good.
Yeah. So he kept beating, like held in this unconscious state. And then when his daughter came, she said, I can't bear to see him this way. And so they pulled him off all of the medication and the life support and everything. And he still lived for 2 days, around 2 days. And we were kind of hopeful that he would make it. However, we asked the hospital, hey, can you pull a miracle out of your pocket? And they said, no, not this time. They couldn't. That, you know, it was for sure that he wasn't going to make it. He was having a great deal of trouble breathing, and so after they put him under, and even after they took him off of life support, he got more conscious after he got off of life support, and Diane was putting moisture on his mouth, and he bit down on that. And he was moaning a little bit, but we didn't hear him. At least when I was there, I didn't hear him talking after that. And we were going to go back today, this afternoon, but then he passed away at 12:30.
Well, he'll be in a better position on the other side.
Yeah, I think he's still like hanging out with some of the people that were visiting him.
Yeah,
I think.
I believe that too. I kind of feel that.
Yeah, he had a really strong connection with Diane and and the people that came to see him, he had a really strong connection with them. He used to have a group come to his house once a week, and they did channeling sessions at his house. And some of those people came to see him, and that was really good to see that they were making a connection with him. So he got a good send-off. Yes. And particularly the two ministers that were praying for him, and Diane Ladd was sending him, giving him energy, which was really important to him.
And it's very hard. It's very hard.
Daddy, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. When you mentioned about the person who came from California, and I think Wynn mentioned, but I couldn't understand. I heard Diane. Who is she?
Diane Ladd. If you look on the internet, she...
Diane what? Matt?
Ladd. L-A-D-D.
Oh,
Ladd.
Ladd. Okay.
If you look
okay.
on the internet, she's a very famous actress.
Okay.
She acted in, I think, Windsor, Chinatown. And,
okay.
She even came out with a movie recently. She's strikingly beautiful with blonde hair and very, very personable. And I was glad to see her show up there. It's like she was take charge of the situation type energy.
Oh,
and
good.
Yeah, it was good because she knows a lot about health. And she was following Benjamin Rush, who we realized was an early incarnation of Terry Friedman.
Mm-hmm.
She talked about Benjamin Rush on her website.
Mm-hmm.
And she was very into holistic health. And so she was very good to have there because I told her, you know, I said, well, we've been rubbing frankincense on his feet. And she said, frankincense is the wrong thing to put on a person's skin when they're in that situation because frankincense could burn the skin possibly. She said lavender was much better.
Okay.
Yeah, so then I started putting lavender on his feet after that.
Mm.
Heidi Rose was there, and she worked for hospice for a number of years, and seeing people pass over. And so she said one of the things that happens is their feet start turning blue.
Mm.
As one of the first signs.
Okay.
And Terry's feet were beginning to turn a little blue here and there. Another thing, when people pass, sometimes at the very end, they all of a sudden come to and are alert and say some very pertinent things, and then all of a sudden close their eyes and pass. That's another thing when they're about to pass that can happen. But I wasn't there when he passed, so I don't know exactly what happened there.
It's like taking one last strong breath.
Yes. But it's like looking around, I think. Looking around, getting your bearings. Okay, here's where I am now. Okay, I'm leaving.
Oh, he's fine. He's with Jesuit for sure. Yeah, he told me that he didn't like the fact that he was in that condition. But I asked him to stay. I asked him to see if he can hang around for a while, and he said, Jason wants me to go there because he needs me there more than here, and other people will pick up the slot. So I guess that was his will. And
He told me the same thing. He's wanted, for maybe a year or more to leave, and he has not really liked the condition of his body.
Right.
He was paralyzed. He couldn't walk. About a year ago, we asked him to sign some books, and he didn't feel good. He was feeling paralyzed. He couldn't make his hand work. And he wrote something that looked like hieroglyphics.
Right.
He could not coordinate his hand to make him sign the books.
Right.
And so finally, Wynn drew a heart in the front of the books that were signed, and then he had Terry write his initials in the heart. And so a few books went out like that. There were some books before that he signed. He did a very nice job of signing at first, but after he got really ill and paralyzed, he just couldn't sign them anymore.
Right.
So the books we have aren't signed, but I recommend you, if you like, to get a book before we run out. I don't know about reprinting or anything, how that might work.
I sent them a check over the weekend. I didn't know. And I told Adele that she had plenty of books. So, but I think when I talked to him yesterday, she said that to send you another check with her name, but I don't know her last name, so I guess I'm waiting for her to receive that letter. And to write the check on her name, because
To send another check to
us? For her name.
Okay.
No, to send another check with her name on, so she can cash the check and send me the books. So I'm waiting for her to see what. I don't know her last name. If I put Adele, will that be enough? A-D-E-L?
No.
I'm sorry?
Yeah, Marilyn, what?
I don't think you can just write a check without someone's last name. You would have to have her full name.
Right. Well, that's why I'm...
Well, they could add their last name.
I have it somewhere. Let me see if I have her. I think I have her last name. Just a minute.
Who is this, Marilyn?
I think I have her last name. She can't. No, a check with just her first name is not going to work.
Let's talk some more about that. Wynn came back now. Put him on.
I have it to Dimitri, but I don't want to say it over the.
Okay, just call me later and give me that.
Yeah. Okay. I have.
Or you can text it to my phone.
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Okay, Wynn's looking at his phone right now. So you sent a check to Adele for a number of books. Is that right?
I sent a check to Adele, not Adele, I'm to the Star Assisting Living in Arizona.
Cactus,
yes. Cactus Star. And I told her about it, and she said, you need to send another check to me because Terry Friedman wouldn't be able to sign it, and that was back
right.
on Monday. And so,
okay. Did you send it to Adele's address?
No. I sent it to the Cactus.
Cactus.
Yeah.
I see. Well, you know, that's to pay for his rent.
Okay.
That's all. That's the place where he was living. And
right.
So that would go toward paying his rent.
Okay.
And his rent, we sent him a check, too, for his rent. So
right.
I don't know how that's going to all work out. But you won't get books for that. So we should talk another time to see
okay.
what we can do.
No problem. I send extra money anyway. So, but anyway, I'm waiting for here to respond to me. So,
okay.
I sent it to Dr. Friedman. I put Dr. Friedman. So, nobody will be able to set to cast it, but him.
Well, maybe
so.
I don't know. Maybe Adele would be able to cash it if it was to Dr. Friedman. If you sent it to Adele's address.
No, I didn't send for this address. I sent it to the Cactus
to the
Star. Yeah. And I'm sure that I've done it before, so I'm sure that the check goes to him.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll see what happens. I'm not too worried about it.
Okay. So, when is he going to look at things right now?
Okay.
It's too late to start it up again. We got three minutes here. Would anybody like to? Let me unmute people.
All callers are unmuted.
Play it on Sunday.
Okay. Anybody like to make a comment?
Yes, I would. This is Prudence.
Go ahead. Say your name.
Or Monday. Prudence. Okay.
Prudence.
Hi, Prudence.
Hi, Terry. I just wanted to say that the other night I was just so driven to read the book. I read it cover to cover. I was reading
all right.
it all along. Yeah, but mm-hmm. I was just like, whoa, I got it. For some reason, I had to read it. So I just wanted to share that. Wow.
That's great.
It's good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The wand you ordered, we sent to you, Prudence. So
yes,
hopefully
my friend,
that won't
Terry, I don't think you should be talking about wands to this group here. Okay.
Sorry.
Anyway, we got it.
Let's keep
okay.
it on. Terry, is Hives on the line?
No.
No. That's not like him. Okay. All right. Anyone else want to make a comment related to Terry?
Are you guys going tomorrow to the, is that the wake, 5
funeral.
O'clock? Oh, is the funeral?
Yeah, it's
okay.
1 o'clock.
Right, because I got a text, and the text says that there's something about 5 o'clock tomorrow.
Well, I don't know if it's changed or whatever.
Okay.
His family is actually quite possessive of him.
It's quite what?
Possessive.
Really? Why?
They looked at all this stuff as being fairly wacko, all right? And so I'm part of the wacko contingency, probably.
Well, isn't that what Jesus said, that... the people in your immediate family, they're not going to accept you?
Right. Yep.
Yeah.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
So, it was interesting. In his room the other day, somebody called a guy by the name of Herb Perrier. And Herb Perrier had a church in Phoenix for quite some time that was kind of based around Edgar Cayce teachings. And years ago, I knocked on his door walked in and talked to him and his wife, and it just kind of blew their mind. They talked to me for quite some time, but it blew their mind that I said Edgar Cayce had returned. And it's just interesting the way it works, because people want the ARE to approve David, and it's probably just as well that they didn't, all things considered. But nonetheless, we had a good connection again. He came into the room because Terry knew him. And but he didn't know about Terry. Even he didn't know about Terry and Matthew. I mean, Terry knew all these distinguished people who he never talked about it to, you know?
Right.
And understandably, they would have thought he was crazy. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say before we close the call down? Going once. I'm so sorry that the tape cut off.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Hi,
I
have a question about your helium list.
Yeah.
How do you how do you get on it, or how do you put things on it?